FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Rescue workers are continuing a search for a man who was swept out to sea on the KZN South Coast. The incident occurred yesterday afternoon at South Broome Main Beach. The 22-year-old reportedly went for a swim after doing maintenance work at a nearby tidal pool when he was caught in rip currents. The NSRI's Craig Lambinen says bystanders and surfers attempted to help, but he disappeared beneath the waves before they could reach him.
On arrival on the scene, a search commenced with rescuers deployed at elevated positions, a shoreline search, a sea search in the surf zone and beyond using the NSRI rescue craft, and a police search and rescue drone conducting an aerial search. Despite efforts, there remains no signs of the missing man, and police, water policing and diving services, and police canine search and rescue are continuing in ongoing search efforts.
And KZN Transport says it's working with National Treasury to fast-track payments of over R1 billion owed to 2,000 construction companies and service providers. Yesterday, a group of unpaid workers stormed the department's offices in Maritzburg. The department says technical glitches caused by a new payment system are behind the delays. It says around R600 million is waiting to be cleared this week and the balance over the next 2 weeks. Here's spokesperson Dabazintle Sibiya.
Some of the service providers who have been affected include the following: the construction companies for roads and bridges, public transport service providers, and many other service providers. These delays, according to the MEC Duma, will have severe implications for service delivery. In addition, this is a serious violation of our 30-day payment obligation we made to our suppliers.
And finally, a Durban-born surgeon has become UKZN's first PhD graduate in the field of paediatric surgery. Dr. Hansraj Mangri from Phoenix was honoured at a graduation ceremony this week. He heads up the Paediatric Surgical Clinical Unit at Grace Hospital in Maritzburg. Mangri says the difficulties he sees in public healthcare has inspired a mission to help change the system. He says more surgeons are needed in the field.
Our fraternity is a small fraternity in South Africa. But apart from that, it's about providing a level of care for our children that can meet sort of international standards. I chose to pursue this career to enhance and develop new techniques to offer these services to children.
Mangre says he wants to enhance the surgical care that children receive by using evidence-based innovation and education.
One of the other reasons for me pursuing this academic career is to uplift our fraternity and encourage other sort of pediatric surgeons to pursue a similar sort of career where we can then look at opportunities in our sort of setting and how we can take those opportunities to offer food services for our patients.
The top story: rescue workers are continuing a search for a man who was swept out to sea on the KZN South Coast. The incident occurred yesterday afternoon at South Broome Main Beach. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.